here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden announcing new weapon support for Ukraine at the NATO summit in Washington.
The United States, Germany, the Netherlands, Romania, and Italy will provide Ukraine with the equipment.
The announcement as Biden's 2024 candidacy is still being debated.
Biden in an all-out blitz to rally support, talking with Democratic mayors, writing a letter to congressional Democrats, calling into MSNBC, speaking with donors, and meeting with the Congressional Black Caucus, all in the last 2 days.
ABC's Perry Russom in Washington. The heat continues to be the big story for much of the country. Las Vegas on track to set a record for the most consecutive days of over 115 degrees. 1.7 million power customers, most of them in Texas, still without electricity following the destruction done by then-Hurricane Beryl. Israeli airstrikes killed at least 20 Palestinians in Gaza, some of them in what had been declared a safe zone by the Israeli military. Talks continue in Doha on a long-term ceasefire. This is ABC News. The Justice Department says it's broken up a disinformation network powered by AI and backed by Russia. The network ran nearly 1,000 bogus social media accounts. One of the most deadly diseases in world history has now been confirmed here in the U.S.
The plague killed as many as 50 million people in Europe in the 14th century. It's lived on as part of culture, but it remains a real, although rare, illness. One of those rare cases was confirmed in Pueblo County, Colorado. That's in the southeast part of the state, which is within the larger region of the U.S. where plague is most common, although there are only an average of 7 cases in the U.S. per year. Antibiotics can treat the plague, which is spread by flea bites. Brian Clark, ABC News.
And history discovered in the dirt north of Boston, going back to the birth of America. Experts say 5 musket balls have been found. They were likely fired at British troops in 1775. They're now going on display at a local museum. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. An AARP presidential poll finds Donald Trump leading Joe Biden in Wisconsin 48% to 41%, with voters age 50 and older for whom securing Social Security is a critical issue. Independent Robert F. Kennedy is not yet on the Wisconsin ballot, but he did poll at 9%. In Dodge County Court, the former warden at Waupun Correctional Institution has waived a hearing. Randall Happ had been scheduled for a preliminary hearing on one count of felony misconduct in office this week. Happ was in charge at the prison during an extended lockdown that saw the deaths of several prisoners. An expanded Amtrak service in Wisconsin is deemed a success. More than 18,500 passengers rode Borealis trains between St. Paul and Chicago during the first full month of operations. According to preliminary figures from Amtrak, that's an average of about 300 aboard each eastbound and westbound train.
Get ready to reach new heights when EAA Air Venture Oshkosh returns July 22nd through the 28th. Witness breathtaking aerobatic air shows each day. Explore family-friendly activities and discover thousands of aircraft. And don't miss the night air shows on Wednesday and Saturday night. Back this year are the Canadian Forces Snowbirds to take to the skies. Experience the thrill of flight and make memories that last a lifetime at EAA Air Venture Oshkosh. Thanks to Boeing, youth ages 18 and under are free. Get your tickets at eaa.org/tickets.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Endurance has paid hundreds of millions in claims. Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-290-6207. That's 800-290-6207. 800-290-6207.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
An isolated shower or thunderstorm is possible this afternoon and again tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy today, 81 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 60 tomorrow, partly cloudy, 82. We're going to keep warming it up, too, with upper 80s to low 90s by the weekend. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Every little thing reminds me of you, honey, when you leave turned on the evening news, saw an old man being interviewed, turning 102 today. I asked him what's the secret to life. He looked up from his old pipe, laughed and said, all I can say is, don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap, and you wake up and you're 25, then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink, you just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed, and you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think, so don't blink. Well, I was glued to my TV when it looked like he looked at me and said, best start putting first things first, 'cause when you hourglass runs out of sand, you can't rip it over and start again. Take every breath God gives you for what it's worth. Don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap, and you wake up and you're 25, then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. Just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed, and you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think, so don't blink. I've been trying to slow it down, I've been trying to take it in, in this here today, gone tomorrow world we're living in. Don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap, and you wake up and you're 25, and your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. Just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed, and you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think, so don't blink. No, don't. Life goes faster than you think.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You know where you'll always find. Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Roseanne Cash. And if you ever change your mind here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report, on this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the low 60s. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. We'll also have the first of a two-part interview with Wisconsin Ag Secretary Randy Romanski in our Newsmaker segment this morning. Had a chance to talk with the Secretary during the Farm Tech Days media event on Monday. We're back at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair later this morning as we continue. Yesterday it was the Junior Swine Show. Today, oh, the beef, the big boys come into the ring. It's the Junior Beef Show, and we'll have that coverage of that on our website, on the video streaming page of our website at realcountry1430.com. Our coverage begins at about 9 o'clock this morning. Again, on the video streaming page of our website at realcountry1430.com. Thank you to the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. They are our video streaming service sponsor on our website. So looking forward to that at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair later this morning at about 9 o'clock. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
It's time to check in with the Up Level Dairy Podcast. Here's Peggy Coffey.
Jamie Pagel-Witz-Pollack, the chairwoman here at Pagel Family Businesses, which includes a dairy business side as well as a cheese business side.
Well, here we raise our calves, heifers, and cows. So we are taking care of our animals from day one. So we have our calf ranch, which is about 5 miles down the road. Our heifer location is about 1 hour away. And we are milking about 12,000 milking cows at multiple sites. We do also haul our own milk now, so we're in control of our milk. And we are making cheese right here on site. We make cheese curds, string, whips, and snow cheddar.
And when you say cheese, we're not just talking any cheese, we're talking award-winning cheese.
Yeah, so currently we are making curd, whip, and string. And we've won many awards, and we have a high quality. And I think a lot of it, again, is the quality of the milk that's going into that cheese. And the love that our employees put into that cheese makes it a little bit better, too.
Pagel Family Businesses includes the dairy business side, and it also includes the cheese business side. And you are chairwoman of the business.
Yes. So it's my job as chairwoman to make sure that we're taking care of all the families that work for us and taking care of all the Pagel family businesses. So we created a board. We meet monthly. The other hat I wear is director of culture. So I make sure that we are providing a healthy culture for all of our employees at all the businesses, and then also taking good care of our employees. So we each split up what our strengths are. So JJ, he's the CEO, and he's taking care of the operations, and he focuses on the dairy side. Brian focuses on the maintenance side and the cheese side, and then I focus on the culture and employees.
That piece of defining a culture and making it something that permeates throughout the businesses, that's your passion, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Well, and the thing is, too, is when we operated everything with Dad, Dad was always so positive and radiant, and it was all about having that positive culture and the we win and how can everybody contribute and how can we accomplish our goals and just always radiating positivity. And I love working with employees, and that's my passion, and I love doing that. And I think that it isn't always easy, and we always have things to work on, but we're always working on creating the best culture we can within all our businesses. So.
And how would you describe the culture here?
Well, I think that we have a positive culture, a culture that is focused on family, on trust, having a little fun if we can, a lot of passion and hard work. And so try to instill our values, and that is by living first, which is family, integrity, respect, sustainability, and trust.
Is there anything that you have learned that you've been sharing with others that can help them, whether their path is part of a family business, whether their path is as a mom?
I think a lot of it is making the time is one piece of it, and then doing the things that make you happy is a second piece of it. So making the time to spend with your family and friends and doing all the things that make you happy and bring you joy, but making the time to take care of yourself too from a health standpoint, take that time to get the exercise in, make the time to take those vitamins, make the time to make dinner together as a family, make the time. A lot of us don't make the time because now we're so busy in the hustle and bustle, we aren't making the time, we're just getting through the day. And then all of a sudden you get to 9 o'clock at night and you haven't been present. You don't even know what you did that whole entire day because you're on your phones, you're involved so with so many things, you don't make the time.
Jamie Pagel Woods Pollock is the chairwoman of Pagel Family Businesses.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Tomorrow, we'll get an update on U.S. dairy exports with Krista Harden here on Dairy Radio Now.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ugh, kitchen ants, runaway roaches, a spider! Relax, just use Evo. Zevo bug sprays use essential oils to eliminate those pests and up to 20 household insects. Plus, Zevo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Just spritz the bugs and wipe them away. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Good years together, we had our first big fight. So she went to her mother's, and I went for a drive down an old familiar highway, just a few miles out of town, to that run-down one-room tavern that used to be my stomping ground. Well, I pulled in the driveway, you know it all still looked the same, and I couldn't wait to down a few and hear that jukebox ring. But as I walked in through the doorway, well, there stood some kind of maitre d'. Well, he looked me up and he looked me down and said, may I help you please? And I said, what you do with those swinging doors where the sawdust all on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? Burn. just playing records. You're too fast, too long, and too loud. And it must have been a big mistake to try to speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, I cried out one more time. What'd you do with those swing doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Was everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new bar don't have a single burn. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox and a country song.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Doug Stone, Jukebox with a Country Song, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good Wednesday morning, 62 in downtown Durant. I'm Brian Winnekins. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, August milk up 10 to 2023, September up 12 to 2068, October down 2 to 2040. November milk steady at 20 even. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets from yesterday, barrels were steady at 194. 40-pound blocks up 3/4 to 196 and 3/4. 15 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day. Cash butter was up 1 to 314, 3 trades on the day. Graded non-fed dry milk down 1/4 to 118, 5 trades on the day. Dry way up 1/2 to 49. And 2 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets could be higher today, but looks like that sell-off may continue as well. Hog markets are called a mix today. Now, the losses mounted in the livestock complex yesterday, adding to pressure from Monday. Cattle traders are now becoming less optimistic over near-term demand, and that could lead to an extension of the sell-off today, even though there were triple-digit losses yesterday. But don't be surprised if there's suddenly a big short covering bounce in the market. Hog futures are continuing to not be able to find any type of support. Futures continue to basically pancake lower. August live cattle opened the day at 182.35, October 183.30, December 185.37. August feeder cattle open at 255.72, September 256.82, October 257.20. July hogs open at 89.32, August 88.40, October at 70.77. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly lower after some recent beneficial rains in the eastern Corn Belt helping to support crop development. And it looks like we're going to see some heat as well to also help support some of that crop development as well. And the grain markets once again moving lower today. July corn down 1/2 this morning at 399 3/4. September down 1 1/4 to 392 3/4. New crop down 2 1/4 to 406 1/4. July beans steady at 1161 1/2. August down 1 to 1130 1/4. New crop down 3 1/2 to 1076 1/2. August soybean meal up $1.10 to $3.46.40. August soybean oil up 5 cents to 47 even. Chicago wheat, September down 3 1/4 to 568 3/4. December down 3 to 592 1/2. Minneapolis wheat, September down 1/4 to 617 1/4. Energy markets this morning, August crude oil down 14 cents to 81.27. September down 16 cents to 80.40. August and September gas both down 1 cent. August at 251, September at 247. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn at $3.42, August and September $3.42, new crop $3.54, cash beans at $10.71, new crop at $10.00. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn $3.74, August $3.69, September $3.64, and new crop $3.63.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn $3.72, August $3.72, new crop $3.63. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn $3.47, new crop $3.53. Cash beans at $10.79 and new crop at $10.05. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn at $3.56, new crop $3.58. Cash beans $10.74, new crop at $9.95. Red Wing Grains, cash corn $3.77, August $3.69, new crop $3.63. Cash beans $11.14, August $11.03, new crop at $10.21. Meanwhile, at Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.44, new crop $3.53. Cash beans $10.86 and new crop $10.08. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 183 to 206, Holstein fed cattle 164 to 183, market cows 99 to 145, bulls 140 to 175, calves at 300 to 990, feeder cattle, beef steers 167 to 435, and Holstein steers 190 to 335. Sheep markets, market lambs 180 and down, light lambs 180 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 105 and down, goat markets, does 150 and down, and bucks 120 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 25 to 230, fed lambs 192 to 201, ewes 85 to 117.50, and goats 10 to 210. That is the check of markets. As you can hear, we're at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. I'm Brian Winnekins.
It's better over here. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I was raised in a sophisticated kind of style. Yeah, my taste in music and women drove my folks hack wild. Mom and Dad had a plan for me. It was debutantes and symphonies, but I like my music hot, like my women wild. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed, too much lipstick and too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women on the trashy side. Should've seen the looks on the faces of my dad and mom when I showed up at the door with a date for the senior prom. They said, well, pardon us, son, she ain't no kid. That cocktail waitress
dance in a Dolly Parton wig. I said, I know it, Dad, ain't she cool? That's the kind I do. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trash side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and I'm too much rude. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. I like the sweet, I like them with a heart of gold. Yeah, I like them brassy, I like them brazen and bold. Well, they say that opposites attract. Well, I don't agree. I want a woman just as tacky as me. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight, hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women and I like them on the trashy side.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
This town ain't small, it's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the Rockville Wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, Ump, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pennies much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the Chiefs. Call it a win, go off to toast the boys again. That local band is back in town. They got a kind of minor league sound. They're not that bad, they're not that good, but all in all it's understood. We wanna dance, they wanna play. We wouldn't have it any other way. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pennies much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats. Called up, oh, what's his name? And one more building rises tall. And suddenly we're all grown up, and this old town's not quite so small. But I'll always miss the middle-sized town in the middle of the Middle West, with no-name pitchers, local bands, and mustard and relish and all the rest. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pennies much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Randy Romanski, Wisconsin Secretary of Agriculture, as I had a chance to talk with Randy during Media Day for Farm Tech Days coming up August 13th through the 15th in Chippewa County. And Secretary Romanski, thanks for joining us. Well, first, before we kind of go talk about Farm Tech Days a little bit, let's just talk about the state of agriculture here in Wisconsin at the moment. I know that with all of the severe weather we've had, especially in southern part of the state trying to do some things to maybe help out some of those producers?
Well, the important thing for people to do is make sure that if they do experience any kind of damage to crop or property, make sure they're getting a hold of their FSA agent. That's an important link for them to have. Obviously, emergency management is, from the state side of things is there to help out whenever, wherever people need it. And, you know, the unfortunate thing is the years change, the years go by, but these kind of severe weather events happen. And that's why these emergency organizations are in place, both at the state and the federal level.
You've been out and about a lot recently. You were recently with Governor Evers, so over in the Durand area here in Chippewa County, but you've been out and about across the state. What are the fields looking like in your travels?
It depends on where you are, Brian. You know, it's really obvious that there are some places that have had more than their share of rain, and you got some crops that are starting to yellow up and they're standing in some water. But I tell you, Brian, and you've probably seen this in your travels too, there are parts of the state where the corn looks great. The soybeans look great. So it's really kind of a testament to where we're at with, how farmers adapt. We all know that farmers adapt to the times, to the weather patterns, and you know we're seeing that, whether it's through the types of seed they're using or the equipment they're using, but it's to the point where crops look good in areas, crops don't look good in some areas, and I guess that's just kind of the flip side opposite of what it was last year when we had drought conditions. It looked good in some areas and didn't look as good in some areas, but those areas might be switched up a little bit this year as a result of that.
Talking with Wisconsin Ag Secretary Randy Romanski this morning as we're getting ready for the Farm Technology Days at the Country Fest Grounds, August 13th through the 15th here in Chippewa County. Also, before all of that, it's fair season, and Secretary Romanski, that with lactating dairy cattle, they have to be tested for the H5N1 virus before they can be taken to a fair. But when we did this interview before the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, they just decided we're not going to have any lactating dairy cattle. Have you been hearing that from other fairs, and include as the state fair even thought about that?
So the way the state approached it, meaning DACAP, is that, you know, we wanted to make sure that we're protecting herd health and also still allowing events to go on, which is why the state veterinarian identified having a test in advance of events like this, whether fairs or exhibits, so that we can protect the cows that are there. We have heard anecdotally that there are some fairs that are making that decision. It's hit or miss, but ultimately it's up to the fairs and the fair goers to determine that. Again, the most important thing is making sure that there's a little more certainty, a little bit of risk reduction by having that test before people go to a fair.
What about World Dairy Expo? Is that a wait-and-see attitude of how we're going to approach this, or what? Because now we're talking dairy cattle and a lot of them lactating coming from all over the country and even Canada.
Well, we've been having some great conversations with World Dairy Expo. They're proceeding with the plans to have an event. The thing to remember too, Brian, is that because of the USDA order that requires a test before movement of animals, many of those lactating animals that might be coming to World Dairy Expo were already under a test before the state of Wisconsin put something on for movement to fairs and exhibits. So the plan for the event is moving forward, and our animal health team is in conversation with World Dairy Expo to make sure that everybody's aware of the most important biosecurity measures to have in place, and we're hopeful that will be able to continue.
Getting ready for Farm Tech Days, and this is, you know, we got the fairs, State Fair goes on just before Farm Tech Days. Man, you're going to be all over the place here, but it's going to be a pretty cool show at the Country Fest Grounds. Even though it's a fest grounds, just the infrastructure that's already here is going to make this show a lot different than shows from years ago.
Yeah, it's a really interesting location in the state. First of all, Farm Technology Days events that happen in this part of the state, Brian, and you know this because you've been to them, great turnout, really good events, lots to showcase, and this year's going to be no different. The Chippewa Falls area and Chippewa County has a lot to offer as it relates to agriculture. This whole area of the state does as a whole. But Chippewa County has this added benefit of having the fest grounds here, which can service an event like this really well. The grounds are going to be great. It's close enough so that any of the field demos that are happening are right, you know, right next door or right around here. So it's shaping up to be a great event. This is it's a unique place because it has the festival grounds, and for if people haven't been here before, it's a really great venue for events and for organizations to have an event like this. So I think it will help showcase the event itself. And that's, you know, Farm Technology Days, just to talk a little bit about that, is the way I kind of frame it is there are fewer people making more food for more people in the world, and that's just the way that agriculture has trended over time. Technology is an important part of how that can all happen, and this event helps to kind of showcase that. It also helps to showcase the fact that Wisconsin and Wisconsin farmers and processors do a pretty darn good job of helping to feed the world too. So it really all comes together for an event like Farm Technology Days to kind of showcase how important agriculture has been and will continue to be for our state's economy.
And again, Farm Technology Days, August 13th through the 15th in Chippewa County. That is Wisconsin Ag Secretary Randy Romanski. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
We do have some slight chances of a shower or storm late this afternoon, but it looks like we are going to dry out to end the work week, and temperatures and dew points will gradually increase, leading to hot, sticky weather for the weekend. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a slight chance of a shower late this afternoon. Highs 80 to 85, relative humidities at 42 to 47%. Light winds becoming north at 5 to 7. We'll see anywhere from a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible, otherwise 10 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear with areas of fog, lows 56 to 61, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, north winds at around 5 becoming light. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Highs 81 to 86, relative humidities at 44 to 49%. We'll see 14 hours of sunshine. Friday, sunny, warmer, highs 80 to 85. Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 85 to 90. Sunday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 90 to 95. For Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 85 to 90. Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs once again 80 to 85.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Livestock benefit from shelter in extreme weather, but you don't necessarily have to build a new barn. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. If you have a wooded area, you can have a natural living barn as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Livestock such as cattle and sheep are able to tolerate a wide range of weather conditions, but they appreciate shelter from driving snow and a place to cool off in the heat. Establishing a natural, living barn from trees in the woods can offer the protection they need without having to build a covered structure.